So now we're bringing on a friend of Reiner's named Gail. Maybe she has a few questions.
Hey, honey, how's your mandarin?
My mandarin's just great. Nice and juicy.
Nice. That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
It's fun. So it's your dime, honey. Spill it.
Hey, somebody just got a text.
Ta-da!
You can mute that.
Yeah, that's all good. We do it with Bob's inbox, too. It goes, boom, it's great fun. It's like Michael Blake Reed. He's going to go, vroop. Remember, vroop, the evergreen-ish.
Yeah. So, back a couple of decades to thinking about figure and ground and the...
Well, it's the interval. It's actually the interval. Figure, ground, past, and the space between, the interval between those is what you're actually speaking about. And that was done in Reiner's song, too.
Okay.
Figure, ground. But just don't get caught in the Thompson Quadrant. Do not get in the Thompson Quadrant. You will die an unseemly death, darling, just saying.
Okay.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Guess what, Ian? She was a student of Thompson's at York 45 or more years ago.
Why the hell do you think we're bringing it up now? Imagine that.
Okay.
Bob's arguing, put the volume up there, Gail.
Or speak a little louder.
Bob's arguing for non-physicals, non-limitations. Nice, Bob. Good. He's the one that would argue with the Victrola of what's playing on the Victrola when you play B6.
Okay, so I've been thinking about the fact that so much of recent scientific equipment for the last 500 years has allowed increasing amounts of measurement and quantification. And over again, quantification as in statistics,
logistics,
all kinds of things.
Logistics.
That's the figure in our current thinking, and I noticed recently that it's the figure in my thinking, and I don't know what the ground is that connects that.
Easy. It's what you're here for, to rejoice, to revenge, to resolve, to be longed for. Just like in the song.
Okay.
That's how it reaches, you see.
Okay.
You want to suffer? Okay. Let me suffer all for you. Make this vision all brand new. That's what you got to do. You have to bring back what you know and know that that's not what is. Because that's what this is. That's what digitization, the Android bride, the Android me, the mechanical bride, all the Gutenberg Galaxy bullshit that comes all the way in and every other nasty thing that LaRouche ever brought to your throat hole that you spurned, we hopefully, thankfully, you have. But the issue then becomes of how you base your notice. And that's why you're asking for the interval, how to connect the interval to understand a thriving consort, a consort. Okay? Because it's like the Duke of Orleans. The Duke of Orleans was trapped and lost and found and trapped and lost and found. You have information. You have knowing. You have the capacity. I'm giving her all she's got, Captain. I'm giving her all she's got. Like the little Irish dude down in the engine room the last great frontier. You're trying to find your space to boldly go where no man has ever gone before. And now what's happened is that your digitized body, you used to have to learn things, know things, experience things. Well, we've gotten shed of all that now, darling. That's gone. Everything is in your Googler. Everything is in the cloud. Everything is in your palm of your hand. Everything is now. There's no problem. You see? There is no issue. What the issue is now you don't have to spell. Garrison Keillor has bid it. He's done. Nothing is matters. If the computer types for you, sounds for you, thinks for you, looks for you, organizes for you, says you, reminds you, does everything for you. And you're asking for the interval between you and you when that's been replaced with what you call the Android meme. Well, the Android meme only means that now in the cloud, as you ascend or going to God, you have two choices at this point, Don. It's real simple. Ascend or die. And it don't matter which one you choose. You're going to do one or the other, and it's all right with us. We good with it. It's a happy day. The hope is that you ascend, and you have the ability and capacity, and you're doing all the right things at this stage of the game, because now you can start engaging your gifts, the gifts of the Spirit. That's what the Catholic Church tried to cram down your throat, hope, but they did it in a language that you weren't supposed to understand. How novel, to keep it all hidden away in the Vatican's codex-laced vaults, how fabulous of them. So then you now have mediacology that you have to deal with. So now a perfectly good conversation comes into OMG, what's the BFD? We just said some letters, and yet we've communicated. Everyone knows what that means. They know what we said. We said phrasals. Phrasals. It was a phrasal. We spoke. We can speak. And there you go.
Yeah.
Now what happens is that finds a way after a second. Did that answer your question?
I don't know enough of these phrasals. But anyway, I know what you mean as an example, though, of not having to spell everything out in detail, knowing bigger packages of things, and you don't need every single word to...
We would just be so remiss to actually go into the T quadrant. Oh, we don't even want to say it out loud. But are things there. Yeah, oh, you know. Oh, Lord, suffering cats. No. It's this whole crew, well, 30 years, they've been in the upside down. Oh, Stranger Things. Oh, it's terrible. They all got lost. They lost their money in the stock market. Barb's stuck in the damn Dixie. People are doing crazy things. I mean, it's just insanity. It's absolutely insanity. People got in the upside down, and we've just now gotten them out. Just now. And that's allowed Trump to come on in. It even caused a lot of kerfuffle there. It was sad. It was pretty serious, but somehow we recovered, and they survived it. Marginally. And so then we made the
circle. This all happened 8 months ago when I started rereading William Irwin Thompson and fucked up the whole world, almost made it so Trump wouldn't win. So he's talking about William Irwin Thompson, this Thompson quadrant. Maybe you could remember something about his classes, because that's when you wrote that thesis that you asked about, the history of technology, right? So maybe he's saying he's willing to go into Thompson because you did Thompson.
No, we said we aren't willing to go into Thompson. We aren't willing, but we're going to have to do just the slightest little rub of it, because it hasn't done much for you either, has it?
No, that's correct.
Well, perfect. So now we're on the road. Now we're on the road to Wellville. That's even better, right there. Okay. So now, tell us what you think about Vestal Goodman in 140 characters or less.
I don't know who Vestal Goodman is.
She's an awesome gospel singer.
Oh, okay.
That Ion turned everybody here on to.
Okay.
And we could maybe just give you a sample.
Why don't you go back? Go back to the old original Looking for a City. You haven't done that one in a coon's age, Bob. Oh, wait,
right.
Did we say that? We meant colored.
Okay, so we have Vestal. And I have a whole section column of Zappa songs, and then I put Vestal right after her. What do you think of that? I put them together in the same column.
Do you want us to send you the Vestal Goodman playlist, Bob? She has her own playlist.
No. I have that, but it's quicker here, maybe. Vada Gaither. Vada Walks the Dark Hills.
No. Looking for a City. That's a good one.
That didn't make the cut. Not here. Not in this part of my catalog. So maybe you better send the Well, I have the list, but I don't know where it is. So yeah, send the song itself.
Just play another one of hers in the meantime, Bob.
Yep. Oh, something just came in. Maybe that's it. All right, we have it here. Okay.
He's got a new way of doing it now, and we go back to doing it the same way we used to do it. We always have done it the same way. So we've now obsolesced and retrieved the very element that the Thompson laid out that said you're never supposed to do it this way. That's what we do. Good. This is going to be so much fun. Thank you, Bob. This is good because you haven't done this in a very, very long time.
Right. So this is 1974, and Vesto is going to be have a little competition with a younger male singer, Johnny somebody, in the band,
Cook.
In the Happy Goodman, Vestal Goodman and her husband Happy. So Johnny Cook is going to have a sing-off with Vestal. But the volume is not working, all right? So what did I do to flip that off? Are you fucking with it?
Oh, No. You have to go to the Goober Snatcher and everybody's laughing at it because we've done this how many times, Bob? You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be
views.
Here. Don't make her listen to Vessel. Don't
go
do
over
it.
To Skype.
Yo, Kate, my fellow man eater. Looking for a city YouTube.
I already played something.
Hi, you all. Vestal Goodman. Bert. Quacker Affairs, 30 years in the Upside Down, Iron got us out. You know, being stoned is normal in Colorado. Hit the mic. And hence where you see us coming. But
hurry up, you got to be working, Bob. I'm trying to fill the time so Bill don't send us a surcharge.
Yeah. Basic chip body code into Redlock Information Channel.
Stop working.
Hang on. Hello, world language.
What you have
LOL. LaRouche. There it is.
Up.
Oops, there it is.
Volume is up.
Everybody.
The video's on.
Just play it.
The Skype is not blocked. So, what is it?
Your Skype.
Yeah, the Skype's working. What is the thing? What is that other thing? Well, look, we just played Renaissance.
There's a...
staycation.
That's not working.
No way.
No, see, it works.
Since when did experience become something to hide? I say we own it.
So that one worked. So why doesn't Vestal not work? I am block it.
Così sono partito per un lungo viaggio, lontano dagli errori e dagli sbagli che ho commesso.
Marco Mengoni. You see that, Carol? Everybody else is working, but not Vestal. See, Ian set me up. Trying to make me look incompetent.
Yeah, he does that.
It was a really long road to hoe. It was a really long road to hoe.
But that is a good song where she does the sing-off.
Yeah, but the thing is, Ion sent this, so this is...
What if go online and find it?
What? Go online?
Go to YouTube.
Oh, yeah, maybe try. Well, I am on YouTube. So other videos work, this one doesn't. So what's your problem, Ion? What'd you do to it?
On YouTube.
Did one that works, Ion.
No, Bob, just on YouTube. Search it yourself. If you've got some sort of block with Ion, just search your own.
This is The Lighthouse by Happy Goodman. It doesn't even have the right title.
Well, then search your own.
I will click on it again. Oh, Ion sent another one. Let's see what this one works. See, he sent a faulty fucking thing. What do you think of that? It's got a weird arrow above it. Could that be it? Not working. See, I'm sending these from another world. They don't come through in this world. I can go over to another video and it works. Here's one that...
why don't you move the cursor over to the middle? Move the cursor over to the middle and then hit play. You know, the little bouncing ball at the bottom? There it is.
Yeah, now why is that so low?
You don't have the sound power turned up. Your crew is laughing their ass off because the posse's laughing because
I
we
don't
do this
have
every
crew.
Single week.
Yeah, sound power is up, volume's
we,
up.
We do.
Everything's ready. See, your input is irrelevant on this point. We should be playing some Zappa. Let's play some Zappa. All right? What do you think?
Why don't you check tonight's playlist? It's already on the Goober Snatcher.
Yeah, but where's that? Well, maybe you might go up here. See, yours is faulty, Ion. Right? You understand that. What you sent me is faulty.
Everybody can play it, but you, apparently.
Okay, so I'm looking in the list of Vestal songs here in my archive. No, it's not even listed. I don't even have it. I don't even have it in my archive here. So it's not meant to be, unless you fix this. You caused this.
Is it on YouTube?
Yeah, that's what he sent me. Sent it to me twice. Either works.
Seriously.
What?
Don't make me come down there and hit you.
Yeah, you're going to have to come down and hit Reiner or somebody.
Have mercy, Lord.
Now, this will suddenly work. As soon as Karen walks in the door, it'll work. Ion will make it work. See, note the scheme here, Ion, people. What's going on here? Yeah, come on down, Karen. Let's see if you can try it.
Why don't you play the other one in your inbox, Bob?
That's the third one. Nah, that's an older version. I'm not playing. That's a more recent. You have to do the 1974 one. So there's the sound flower, see?
Go to Firefox. Get YouTube.
We already got YouTube. So you're agreeing with me that we can't use the one from Ion, which is right here.
Totally. Get rid of that. Search your own. Get rid of it.
Why is what you think Ion's is polluted?
Well, your
is that your
relationship
thesis?
With Ion is polluted.
Oh, I'm causing this in the end.
No, the relationship.
Okay, so there it is.
Yeah.
People wanted to know if Johnny can sing higher than Vestal.
Not working.
Well, press the play button. There it is.
Oh.
See what happens when you get in the goddamn Thompson? See what happens when you get in the goddamn Thompson quadrant? See? See? See?
Yeah, blame Thompson.
Every time. Bob will wash him nasty hands.
You took the speaker. It's not going through the system. It's going to be crummy. This doesn't count.
Well,
it's going to be coming out of my little computer here. No. Hey, you know what, Kim? What's interesting? It's not working. The other one worked, but this one doesn't work. Look at that. If I go to the other video, no, go forward.
We sent you another one at a later.
Look at that, girl. Look. Look at this. See this? Yeah. That's that one. You go. Now go. Now, hey, follow this. Logic. You fall back to the Ion, to the one Ion sent. Nothing.
Well, play the one that works. Stop.
No, this is the song that he wanted her to hear. See how it's not working?
No, we sent Ion you another version. We sent you another version of the same song. It's not that version. It's a different version, but it's the same time frame. Get in your inbox.
So, people, we're doing this with non-physical. Non-physical is doing this. with us. There's no debt.
Here among the shadows in a lonely land, we're a band of prisoners on the move. Though we're burdened down with sorrows, tongue on every hand, we're still looking for a city built above.
Okay, this one works, but it's 1998. I don't know if it's the same quality, but...
No, right. That's not the one. That's not the one. There's one after that, Bob. It's one you want.
Yeah, that one's actually only a minute and 51 seconds. Okay, right. So the third...
Stitching and play something?
Well, I'm not causing the problem. It's ridiculous. You can blame me on me.
You're helping the problem along.
No, I'm not trying to play it.
Play it. Okay. Now, we do try to get
no,
in the request.
That's not it. See? That's another one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Play anything.
That one didn't work. That's
play
only.
Anything.
No. We were trying to get there. We're going to find out what Ion's doing. There's a lesson to be learned here. Ion's doing it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh,
fuck that shit. That's not the good one. So, how can we make... Let's
yes, it is.
One.
Let it play. Let it play, no. Bobby. They're actually doing the verse.
If you don't think it's high enough, son, just get them
to... Okay. Look at this, Carolyn. I went and got my own, not following your instructions, following my own instructions. I went and found one. It appears to work. Now, I tell you, Ion made this work. I am running this whole shit to illustrate a bunch of shit.
Damn Thompson Quadrant. Every time we get in the damn Thompson Quadrant, things like this happen. Every time. And then they start bitching and crying. And then he turns in and says, yeah, that's it. There you go. That's much better. Oh, he's playing Zappa, y'all. He's playing Zappa.
I sound like Zappa.
He's playing Zappa. He's playing Zappa.
Feedback.
That's nice. That's
okay.
That's great. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. How beautiful heaven must be.
We're going to mute Ion. Mute Ion. Mute Gail. And we're going to play the song.
Mute Gail.
Yeah.
Mute Reiner.
Yeah, okay.
You can't mute me, Bob.
Now, this is worth it. It's really great. Okay, you want to move? You're
here in the fellers and tell them to raise it up. Johnny? If you don't think it's high enough, son, just get them.
I got a white flag you can wave anytime you want.
And the one that throws in the towel, the white flag first, is the loser. Is that fair enough?
Yeah.
On an old song called Oklahoma City.
Looking for a city where we know.
Ion and
Bob's asleep.
Yeah, I fell asleep. I fell asleep. Okay, so you wanted Gail to hear that. That's Vessel Goodman. So he's asking you, what do you think of Vessel on your first impression there, Gail?
You muted her, Bob.
Oh, she muted?
You muted her.
You muted her. Oh, yeah, that's right. I muted her over here. Okay, yes.
Watch on second. I don't know who's on third.
Okay, you're unmuted.
Okay, and my 14 characters or less is getting higher, getting louder.
Excellent. That's good. Gene, you made Gene laugh.
All right. Okay.
Now, there's a moniker. Stop. If you did T, if you got low T, then this is what you need to do. You need to apply Vestal. She'll bring you up to high T.
What does T stand for?
That quadrant that's not speakable.
Thompson.
Nah!
I'm
a house will fall on and you'll lose your little ruby slippers. Say it again. You'll see. It almost fucked up Vestal. And Vestal is immortal.
Okay, I go for higher and louder.
There's a playlist that's already sorted for you that you can choose. Or you can just check today's playlist, too. It's posted.
Okay.
Gail, get back.
Did Bob miss that?
Miss what? I didn't miss anything.
Tonight's playlist. It's already on the Goober Snatcher.
Yeah, so what? We're not playing anymore. We're going to get back into Gail, what she wants to talk about.
You already played it, Bob. It's what you've already done. This is already recorded.
Right. We're going to do it again.
No, you're not.
Gail, what was the question about the history of technology and the figure ground and that stuff and the interval?
The interval has rendered itself into a three-dimensional vibrating shape and no longer can be represented on a two-dimensional.
I think I just graduated.
I just graduated from a particular form of schematic thinking into a more multidimensional context.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Now ask why you got accepted into music school 45 years ago. Remember?
You weren't
fully qualified. That's an interesting point in your life.
The reason I gave during my audition was to articulate continuum between points of artificial contrast, which is a two-dimensional image. And the person who auditioned me said he thought that was an interesting reason to want to study music and decided to let me study music. And as soon as I got there, I found all kinds of exciting work in sound. But I originally initiated the idea of studying music as a way of providing fluidity in perception so that we don't perceive things automatically as being on either side of a two-dimensional. Construction, not perception, okay.
Not reception. Construction, not reception, not perception. Reception is what he said.
Because it's your bias.
What is my bias? Towards perception?
Yes. Yes, do.
So my bias is towards perception. So I don't perceive it. But I thought that much.
But you're not judged by it. But you like Bob, he sits down, so that's good. Hope you have that in common.
We have what?
You both pee sitting down.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Yeah.
So that's
well, good. I'm a woman. I was mentioning that before.
Well, that way, we're not arguing either way. We're happy about it, but that's a good day. It's a happy day.
You said construction rather than reception. Now, she's saying she's biased in perception. Did you mean she has a reception bias or a perception bias or both?
She has a perception bias. Perception.
Well, what is it?
Okay.
Which sense is she biased in?
Well, she sees it, she's in the middle of it, so she can't exchange. Oh, sorry, she was trying to answer. We're sorry. We digress.
Huh? So I can't see it because I'm in the middle of it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to digress now. One of John Cage's pieces is called, lots of John Cage's pieces are called constructions, and that's an interesting lead to an approach toward music, where you construct
in
situations
opus,
and then...
Everything of Opus 40 and above. Yes.
So creating constructions is some of the... Huh, okay. That gives me a really good tag, a way of
Wagner.
Stepping outside
Wagner.
My... Wagner?
Wagner, mm-hmm.
Looking at the construction in Wagner?
Yeah, remember he was trying to do synesthesia? Wagner was one of the first to talk about synesthesia.
Excellent. See? Bob's the sharpest, he's the sharpest machete in the shed.
So, to some degree, I'm stepping out of my history into something that's not biased by
you're
perception.
Doing,
big surprise.
You're
I'm not allowed...
doing, you're, stop. You're doing the very thing that Vestals sing about, higher and louder. You're looking now. You've always been. You're looking for a city. You're looking for a city.
Where you never die.
With the sainted millions there to abide. And that's all you're doing, and now you've found it, because now for the first time you have it presented. You no longer have to look for the thing you're trying to create. The nirvana is you. You get to do it. But you didn't know that. You didn't know you knew it. That's why this is recorded. No. This is pre-recorded, so it's already recorded. So we've already done this.
So unless Bob has further suggestions, I'm kind of at a loss for further comment.
Listen.
Yeah?
Listen to Vestal. Listen to Vestal.
Okay.
Hey, Reiner, what anomaly did Gail have in her life that you might remember that she can't think of? What some kind of, like your anomalies. Did she have any?
Not that I'm aware of.
Hey, ask about your mother, Gail.
Ask what about my mother?
Anything. What would you like to know about your mother? How's she doing, or what? Why was she into peace activism? Ask, how has she influenced you?
I got a question before that. Why is it so hard for me to convince her to take magnesium and Remag?
Because she thinks that you still think you're trying to cram her down the Thompson Quadrant, and she's not going to go unless it's kicking and screaming. Your argument
okay.
for your position she doesn't agree with, she never has, and she loves you and blah, 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 but she's not putting up with your little girl crap.
Just saying. Okay. Well, speechless is one of the words that comes to mind.
What you had to do is you had to tell her to not take it, and it's not working for you, and it's really hurt you, and it's really been a bit of pain and sorrow and made it where you're less than you were and could have been. And she'd say, I told you not to listen to all that crap. I've told you 1,000 times, and you never listen. Now, give me that stuff before you poison yourself with it, and let me get it out of your way and let her take it, and then it'd be okay.
That makes great sense to Reiner.
I'm not used to seeing things. I'm going to have to take irony lessons.
How ironic.
Well, you're around ironic people all the time in the art world, aren't you? Or music world? Or not? Is Murray Schafer ironic? No, okay.
Oh, he's not even alive. Dead.
Now, Gil, did Cage make things called opus? Opus this, opus that, up to 40 and above? That's what I was saying. all those above Opus 40.
Yeah.
He wrote...
Well, whether he used the word opus or not, that's the traditional way of numbering compositions in sequence.
Right, okay.
So 40 and up.
He made 100.
No, less than 40.
What'd
you say? 40 and above, 40. You're good. If it's less than 40, forget
it. He's done hundreds, right?
Throw it. Chunk it in the bucket.
So would that be chronologically? That would be his early part of his life that you're chunking? Does he make his compositions in order and through his career?
Well,
under 40 in the bucket.
Right, but would that be earlier in his life?
Typically,
the stuff he did
they
earlier?
Typically do them in order. They don't have to, but they typically do them in order.
Yeah, okay. That's right.
How long has your father been gone?
Since 1956.
That's
he'll
a long time.
He'll be back. He just went to town.
Okay.
Did he transition, Ion?
No, he just went to the store.
He didn't die. He went next door.
Went to get a pack of cigarettes.
So how do I know when he comes back?
He'll knock on the door and say, "Hello, dope."
Hello, dope?
I dreamt a long time ago that I tried to phone him. But I don't remember
Dalt,
the conversation.
That's what he called her. It was a pet name he called her. It's short for daughter. Dalt.
Ah, okay.
Don't you recall?
Yeah, I recall.
Not you.
I don't know
you.
What I was called.
I just testing you. I just testing you.
Yeah, you trying to get these poor people back in the Thompson Quadrant. We know exactly what you're doing. It's just fucked up. You barely lived through it the last time.
Yeah.
All right.
Did you have any anomalies in any performance you ever did, Gail, where something happened in the audience or something happened to your equipment or something that was strange? Find out what happened in that occasion.
That's boring, Bob. Have you seen
back
Bob
to the
in a
of
while?
Technology,
how long has it? Stop. That's ridiculous, too. We got this, Bob. How long has it been since you've seen Bob and Connie?
We saw Bob in Toronto 5 years ago.
Two years ago, 2014. Two years ago.
4 years ago. I haven't
seen.
Years
ago. No. 2014.
Okay.
2 years
ago. Okay. I think I got that the first time you said it. Okay.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
But Carolyn, it's been about 20 years in the 90s? 10 years.
Ten years.
Tell us how they fared. Are they doing okay on this ascension thing? Do they look worse or better or yucky or how are they looking? Are they percolating pretty well?
There's a lot of fun hanging around here. That's
no, we
want to
know their physical meat sack. No, we're talking about their meat sack bodies.
Oh, yeah.
Carolyn complains that Bob's morbidly obese, and so we need someone without a bias to say that he really doesn't have his belly hanging to his knees.
No, not that far.
Okay, good. Okay, so that's good. And his smile is pretty? His smile is good now?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. How about his body hair? Is it kind of balanced still, or is it more or less than the last time you saw him?
You know, that's part of the bias of perception, is that I mostly think about audio perception, and I'm not that observant of people's details physically.
Say meat sack body. Meat sack body.
Yeah, I'm not very observant.
Well, give him an iPhone and see what you think. Is he all right, or we like it when we talk about
I think
Bob.
He's all right.
Really
good. Well,
yeah,
a lot of the time...
So, does he look better or worse than he... Does he look better or worse than he did 2 years ago?
Well, he looks like a lot of fun.
I know, but does he look better or worse? More desirable now or less desirable now than when you saw him last?
More desirable.
Okay, good. Now, if you need us to, we'll get Bob to take the rest of his clothes off so you can get a full view. If you need us to do that, we have his power. We can do that. We'll say, pull him. If you listen to the show, well, you've been listening for 30 years, so you've heard us go on and on and on. We had some people call. We have the people take their, we won't let them speak to us unless they're strapped buck naked.
naked, right there, naked, naked.
I heard that. Yeah, that's right.
We do that, Jack. We love Jack. And we have done it with Bert, too. Bert, he kind of bucks a little bit, but he'll still strip it off. Or he'll say he don't, but he really does. We know how it works. It's all good. People did it in malls. They've done it in cars. And have you ever put on pantyhose in a car?
No.
You should try that. That's an experience. Change your pantyhose in a car. It's a beautiful thing.
Okay.
You should
well,
try it.
They used to do that in the parking lot behind my high school.
There you go. See, so you have firsthand tactile visual knowing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, distant tactile visual knowing.
Well, maybe. Now we're negotiating those things.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what's the advantage of the pantyhose? I actually only wear them when I absolutely have to, which is not for the last 15 years.
Well, yeah, it's like you don't have to, but sometimes it's like pushing a marshmallow in a Coke bottle.
Yes, it is.
Sometimes. And then sometimes not. Or you can just do the regular. Yeah. Like, Karen's got those fancy silk hose. They're really fancy. They just slide on. It's pretty over the top. We could talk about Connie to the cow come home. She's actually doing way better than she was. But she still looks about like she's 12 anyway, but hey, her meat sack is on point. How about that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And everything's fit. No wrinkles, no blemishes, no problems. She's the world's tallest midget and happily so.
Well, to me, she looks a little obese. A little too obese for me.
Oh, no. Well, you don't care as long as she smells good, Bob. That's all she has to do is smell good.
Yeah.
As long as you smell good. He has a nose bias.
Yeah. Well, I've got wrinkles. I started getting wrinkles this summer. When I was hanging around.
Well, we have this wonderful product. It's called Renew. You should get some. And what do is smear a little on your wrinkly places. It's wonderful.
Okay, I have to do it more often, and I have been doing it.
If you care. Right. I mean, but see, you're eternal, so you want to keep yourself up as good as you can, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I care.
So that's good. Well, then that's good.
The wrinkles, okay.
How about Bob's hair? Look, Bob's got more hair than he did. Look, his hair's back. Do you see that?
Well, you see, having not been very observant from the start, I didn't notice how much there was before.
Have you noticed his earlobes are also bigger? His earlobes are bigger.
Once he moves on with somebody else.
Yeah. And his triceps are a little bit bigger, too. He's doing out really nice. He's been snoring.
What do you think about how I look, Reiner?
Gail and Reiner, is we never talk about our meat sack bodies too much. Bob, in private conversations with Ion, will go into great, ridiculous detail, but we hardly ever talk about our bodies on the show. So he's
taking
interviewing Gail.
He's taking advantage of you
Gail
guys.
Gail knows.
To the audience, you're fascinating. It's the biggest eyes you've ever had right now.
Yeah,
they're all flooding in. Oh, Jesus, someone's in the room there with Bob. We'll find out what he looks like.
Yeah.
yeah, go ahead, buddy.
I mean, he did mute us, so Ion,
they both look amazing. They haven't aged
a
day. Bob's got more hair.
Careless.
Connie's gotten taller. And purple rules.
Astounding. And look at her physique. It's astounding. I mean, it's almost scary. It's quite Adonis-like.
The best physique in midget land.
And then, of course, you ask her, and she's like, she's falling down obese. She's 1,700 pounds or something.
That's never going to happen.
She's 4 ounces. She's got 4 ounces off of the side of her leg that she could carve off to get it just perfect and hone it down to nothing. But we need a little something to hold on to, you see.
Hey, there you go.
So unless, Gail, you have a final other topic, something you want to go into, or maybe you can think of it later. You're here for a while, so let's go on to some other people who have been waiting patiently. And you guys take a break, and we'll see what
I got an insight here about my mom.
Okay, go ahead.
Lauren thinks that I'm too passive. So getting louder and getting higher will address that.
Mm-hmm. That's what
okay.
we said, isn't it?
Yeah. All right.
Good. But don't worry about the mother. Just go. Just you find the city and mom will catch up. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey,
so
hey,
Lauren
mom.
Wasn't
hey,
actually.
Hey, mom. Hey, mom. Hey, mom. I love you. Piss off. Yeah. That'll fix it. She'll be taken aback at the very least, won't she?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys, for letting yourself be grilled by the pterodactyl monster.
Yeah, go get Bert. Go get Bert.
Oh, no. That's just more body talk. Come on.
Not yet.
Let's talk about something else.
No, he has insights on other things now. He's got good questions.
Okay, so there's how you doing, Bert? Welcome aboard.
Hey, Bob.
How you doing?
Good. Thanks, Bob. Ion.
Hey.
Can you explain?
How you doing? Tell me about your week.
Don't let him talk, Bert. Just get into your question quick. He's going to drag you down back to the elbows and everything.
Okay. I want to go back to the hypothalamus and soul. I have some body part questions,
no.
But I'll wait on that.
Sorry, we can't. The hypothalamus is the body part. We can't talk about body parts. You got to talk about something else. He said,
okay.
I got you in here now. You got to follow his rules.
Is the soul a body part, Ion? Is the soul a body part?
It certainly is, Bob.
Sorry, Bert.
Has it always been a body part?
No. It's when you exhale for the very first time. It's when you get a soul. So when you're in gestation, you do not have a soul.
So you're saying that the soul is a body part. It becomes a body part when someone exhales. Is that what you're saying?
Once you exhale, or if you're not a god. If you're a god, you don't have a soul. You don't need one. That is just the stenographer that makes the listings of your achieved and unachieved desires.
I am. When you say that we're going to lose the soul or cause it to be disconnected, does that take place in the hypothalamus?
It does.
Is that caused by the quark that you mentioned last week?
No. It doesn't. And the quark occurs, but that's not what does the separating.
Is there a connection between a quark and the hypothalamus?
They both move in and out independently of each other.
Is that related to the 14 degrees of freedom?
Yes.
So the 14 degrees of freedom, do they cause the quark and hypothalamus to go in and out from each other?
Yes.
I have some notes where you gave two different descriptions of the quark. Last week you said that the quark with lysine will bring the cell back to God. But I've also heard you say that when we get rid of time, quarks don't work anymore. So the question is, the quark that engages with the eye cell, is that the same quark that you're referenced to? Because there's six different types.
Yes. Slow down. Yes. The reason that you won't need quarks anymore is because you won't have time to gauge a quark by. When you get rid of time, quarks will be just normal. See, you got to realize that your past, your present, and your future is all pre-recorded. Now, we're not talking about primitive Baptist fatalism or William Shakespeare's fatalism of what is to be will be, but we are saying that that's why you're having to rewrite your damn history books, is because you all keep changing them. You go in the future and you change it and you adjust it in the past. It's something you get along and something gets nasty, and just like the Watchers on Fringe, you fuck up the cow, Gene, you fuck the cow up and piss Bob off, and then the world gets ambered.
Are quarks becoming more active now at this moment? Is that due to the elements?
No.
In the new environment?
No.
Are you
you're
the cause of it
now? Well, you're having less time.
No, you're having less time.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the experience that I have when I'm on the bus sometimes?
Yes. You're welcome.
Are neutrinos still measurements of a quark?
They can be.
They can be. So they're not always then.
Right. They don't have that, to be.
They don't have to be.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
The sometimes factor about the quarks, is that dependent on the person and a human interacting with the quark or some other factor?
The bias.
Is there a ground?
The bias.
What?
The,
of the bias. Of the human?
Yes, the ground of the human.
See, it changes depending on who's dealing with the quark, Bert.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Systemically.
So, Ion, are there still distinct forms of quark, or is there a new one, new form that's developing?
There's more.
This particular one that's dealing with life. What?
There's more.
The quark that's dealing with the lysine, is that a new quark?
Yes.
And that's the one that's becoming more active, or all of them becoming more active?
All are becoming more active.
Okay, so then that makes it, like what Bob just brought up, then, so each person's bias has an effect on quarks, and that also then depends on each person's dealing with the elimination of time.
Your perspective of God as God. Your perspective of God as God. Good.
Yeah, that's what you were just saying, Bert.
Wow. Okay, is there a connection between the tree of life and quarks?
Roots. It's the roots.
The quark is the roots of the tree of life?
Mm-hmm.
Because the tree of life goes into time. It comes in with writing, you know, the Kabbalah and all that. So
It's
a disconnect from the timeless of the quark. But it comes from the quark. That would be visual bias. The tree is visual bias. I have that in the LaRouche quadrant on my chart. That's visual bias.
Well,
Don't be such a nervous Nelly. I did. We're okay. We don't need to stress. Go back. Continue, Bert.
Ion, so quarks are the roots of the tree of life. Is the cloud connected to the tree of life? Your cloud.
It will be.
Is that dependent on the elimination once the time factor goes out the quarks, or is it another process?
Other process.
And I found a chart. When you told us that the nitrogen is in the lungs, I went and looked and found a chart that has the element distribution of the body, and I found it quite interesting. Because according to this chart, nitrogen is only 3.2% of the body, and it's located in the neck. With the increase in nitrogen in the lungs, will that percentage in the body increase of nitrogen?
It will.
It will. So it hasn't at this point, or it's ongoing.
It has for you.
Can you give me the percentage for me at this point?
No, because we can't talk. No, because we can't talk about your body.
Bob rules. Okay. Bob rules.
He cuts you up. I know.
Don't talk to him. I know. No, but I will work around that. In this chart, they have a breakdown of certain elements, the content of the body. And what's found interesting is that according to this chart, from the waist all the way down the legs, the hips, and the hands have 65% oxygen. With oxygen go away, what element will take the place of oxygen in the body from the hands and the hips all the way to the legs?
Hydrogen. Hydrogen.
Because on this chart, hydrogen starts at the deltoids up to the base of the neck, and they say it's 10%. So will hydrogen be the full content of the body, or that this chart
yes.
is
full content of the body.
Full content of the body.
Yep, and you won't rot anymore.
Wow, okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. Okay, and then carbon. Carbon is at the base of the deltoid to the wrist in the arms and from the lower chest to the waist at 18%. Will carbon still occupy that portion of the body?
Yes, and more. Your cell will take on a carbon isotope.
A carbon isotope. Will that carbon isotope? All right. So what about nitrogen? Will it still remain in the neck?
It will.
But you said it's in the lungs. So is that, the neck is the neck.
It's going to be somewhere. Yeah, but is it systemic? Yes. Is it going to be found in one place more than another? Yeah, it's systemic. You're trying to make the knee bone connect to the leg bone and say, are both going to be contained in the body? Yes. But is it going to be more in the knee or more in the leg? Oh, yeah. Which part of that's more of your body?
So it'll be just a circulation then?
So it's a fucked up question. Move on.
You always say that the angels are looking for Bob. And this question popped up.
He's the dark soul.
Okay, let's go into the dark soul, because are there two different definitions of the dark soul?
Revelation chapter 23.
But there are also references you say that...
There's no but. That's it.
Aren't the angels a little upset at you, what you've been sharing with us in the last 8 years?
Nah, they don't fuck with us.
There's no reaction in the angelic world of what you're doing, like right now on payday or with Bob.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Not at all.
We built this city.
So, Ion, you're not helping them find me, and you're not interrupting them. You don't care about their quest to find me, right? You're indifferent.
We know they're not. They're not going to be fruitful. Yes, we do. They're not going to be fruitful. Until they are.
Until I say I'm good and ready, Bert, to take them on. Get in the ring with
them. Hey, Ion, just my last question. My last shipment of drops were not effervescent. Is there something changing in the drops?
Good. Yes, that's what you're waiting on, the right generation. That's good news. People have been waiting to hear those words from your lips.
What did you just say, Bert?
My drops are no longer effervescent, meaning that when I open them up, I don't have to open over the sink. There's no, like, fizz, and the drops don't pop out of the bottle anymore.
Yeah, Ion said that was, a few months ago. He said it's now stopped. So you're the first to, I guess, publicly state the obvious for that it's happened.
Ion, is that a change in the drops or a change in the environment?
You. In you.
Yeah, but it also involved the Thompson Quadrant, right, Ion? Or we don't talk about that.
Stop. There you go again. Jumps right out of the damn fat, jumps into the fire. He just beats everything. We're going to send him to Kelsey's Woods. That's why we're going to send him to Kelsey's Lake and Kelsey's Pond. And
you know who Kelsey is, Bert? That
no, I do not.
Spokesman, media spokesman, Kelsey. Song.
Oh, yes, yes, okay.
No, he's on the Andy. He's on the fucking Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, you're not talking about Kelsey. Okay, you're talking about another Kelsey.
Yeah, we're talking about Kelsey. Yeah.
Maybe it's Kelly. I can't remember.
Now, that's Megyn Kelly. She bleeds.
The Trump person?
She bleeds.
Oh, wait a minute, Ion. Hey, Ion. Reiner says it's not Kelsey, it's Kelly. So he did mean the Trump person. You see,
no.
Slippery there.
Kelsey. It's Kelsey.
Kelsey Reiner?
Kelsey on Andy Griffith.
Chelsea
yeah, he
on
says,
Andy.
The liner says it's Kelly. He's a Canadian. They know. They got nothing to do but watch TV. They know TV. Even Zappa said they listen to him like they're watching TV. So let's see if Bart can check that. Who somebody could check that immediately? Is there a Kelly in the cast list or is Kelsey? And I will check now to see if Trump's person is Kelsey.
No, Trump's person is Kelly. Kellyanne.
Now he's trying to mix it up. It's Kelsey. Kelsey. Trump profile. Kelsey Trump. Kelsey Grammer. Trump spokesman.
All right. Spokesman. Old man Kelsey's Woods is located outside of Mayberry. It's mentioned by Ernest T. Bass, so more than likely the woods are near him. And the Darlings, Ernest mentions Old Man Kelsey's Creek, so he assumes the body of water that runs near the woods.
Yeah, what's that mean, Reiner?
Is that a person or a woods? Name of the woods, location.
It's who owns the woods, Old Man Kelsey.
Old Man Kelsey.
I'm just trying to get this Kelly's person. What's her name? What is she called?
Kellyanne.
PR?
Kellyanne.
Oh, it's Kellyanne. Not even close. Kellyanne?
Kellyanne.
What's she?
Conway.
Were you saying Kelly?
We were talking about Kelsey's Woods on Mayberry RFD.
Okay.
Hold on just
a minute,
back
to you, Bert.
Hold on. Bart, just a minute. Bart. Flip the YouTube to show him Ernest T. Bass talking about Kelsey's Lake and Kelsey's Fence and Kelsey's Wood and Kelsey's thing so they can actually see it because it's the most ridiculous thing ever.
No, we don't need to get worried about it.
Be in a hurry.
Kellyanne Conway is who I'm trying to think of. So it's not Kelly. Okay, back to you, Bert. What's the next question?
Sure.
On the OA movements. Can I talk about the OA movements? I've been working on those as you instructed.
Okay, wait a second. Hold a second. Bob, can we talk about angel bodies, too, or is it just Bert's body we can't talk about? You're the ruling. You rule things.
You can talk about angels' bodies.
Oh, okay. So the OA movements. Go ahead.
Okay, Ian, is there a change in the feeling place when those movements are done?
Yeah. Okay, here's but we're going to talk about his body because it's only we can finish this sentence. So you have to get over this part. Take your right arm and raise it as high as you can, please.
All right.
Take your left hand and make a fist and put it in your armpit.
Okay, we've done that before, but yes, I've done it.
But look, no, you have done it, but look at it now. Look how far your fist fits in the hole now.
Damn, okay.
That's different, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That's how your body changes from doing the movements.
Is that an ongoing change?
It is.
Will that be an ongoing change?
Yes, it will.
Does that activate the lactic acid process?
No, you're trying to get rid of lactic acid. You're taking enough magnesium, so there shouldn't be any lactic acid in your muscles.
This is my last question.
When you practice and you get to the third movement and you do the guttural moan, that will change more of your meat sack body. You got to practice that. You're kind of pussing out on that part.
Yeah, that's pretty. That's not so easy. That's not so easy, Ian.
Well,
I mean, I'm working on it.
Then get you a coffee enema or something, and maybe you'll feel better, or get some Kleenex. I feel better.
I don't know. Ian, my elbows, because of my back and my chest, I can't get my elbows to touch at the beginning of that movement. So that's why I'm kind of weak, but I'm working around it.
That's because your damn lats are like Batman wings.
All right. That's enough of the body. Ian, I need help. I need help with the coconut grimoire.
Okay.
I know you don't use an E, but I failed at it because I tried it at the same way you told me about the almond milk, and It was a dead-end street.
Did you evaporate it?
Evaporate the coconut milk? The coconut?
The almond milk.
Okay. That's why I'm asking, because I didn't do this. I was working on...
Well,
you said the coconut.
You didn't. No, we had you do it with the almond milk first.
Okay. All right. And then how do I integrate the coconut?
I just take coconut milk and boil it.
Do I mix the coconut with the almond milk?
You may. You don't have to, but you may.
So then there are two processes. I do the almond milk first, evaporate it, and then I can proceed on to making the coconut milk. That's what
yes.
I should do. All right.
Yes.
That's good. I'm fine, Bob. Thanks.
How much more have you gained this week?
Damn, I don't want to really talk about that. That's like, when I get on the scales now, I am alarmed, freaked out at first, but then I just understand that it's a process that you're putting me through. But I am the heaviest now I've ever been. This is
Excellent.
That's good.
Your only goal.
Communism bad. Birds weight good.
You only wanted to be not bulked up. You only wanted to be not Conan the Barbarian. You only wanted to be no big, stripping, sticky, yucky, muscle people. Good.
Okay,
did
I just
inspire Bert? What was that exhalation?
No. I just remember one. Yes, that was me.
He's practicing his monad guttural
wound. So, Ion, can you give me the reason why you told me not? That was really difficult. I didn't work out at all this week because you told me not to use my left index finger, so I did some weird movements, but not that much. But I gained in size.
Yeah, we know. We did it on purpose.
You did
that
on purpose.
It's not your goddamn actions that makes a difference in your meat sack, biggin. And you free part.
But it was, because you didn't do anything, and then you gained weight.
Right.
That's the normal perception. So his actions did cause an increase.
He didn't get his waist is smaller. He gained muscle, Bob, muscle mass.
Yes.
His waist is smaller.
Oh, okay, you're not getting fat. It's
no,
sort of
no.
It's embarrassing, but it's muscle.
Very much so.
Except for your butt. We got to work on your butt. God damn, what are we going to do? Where is your butt? Why don't you have a butt?
I'm going to have to go against you there, buddy. I felt my legs growing and my ass growing this last Wednesday when I was sitting at my desk.
Working.
No, that's, I don't know what you're talking
about. No, that's good. That's better then, because it wasn't proportioned, the thing. So if it's
that was
a little, okay, fine. But your quads were always fine. We never had a problem with your quads. They were good.
No, I really felt my ass and thighs filling out my pants when I was sitting at my desk this week at work.
Okay, well, then it's getting better. Okay, hope springs eternal. There might be hope for you yet. Otherwise, we were just going to chunk you in the bucket and be done with it. But if it's coming up, then...
Bert's a borderline case.
Yeah.
No, I'm not
touching
borderline.
I
am. No. No.
Bert's afraid of words. Bert's afraid of words.
He's smart. No, Bob, he's smart. That's what he is. He's smart.
Smart Bert. So, Bert, when I saw you in Paris in October 8th, to be particular.
He's almost twice his size.
Are you twice that size, Bert?
Almost twice. Not quite.
Maybe one-third.
Shoulders.
Really?
Shoulders,
you were pretty big in person.
Sure.
No,
it's bad.
So, Bert, I saw someone who is half your size right now.
Yes.
Wow.
Could you remember?
I could have still taken you back then. I don't know if I could take you now, though. You know, when the race war starts, and it turns out I'm not a black guy, and I was infiltrated, then we'll have to go to the Lowenberg problem. You'll
be
betrayed.
Bob, you're going to
be
pregnant.
Be careful. Everything I say, it happens.
You're going to get pregnant. You got to quit that talking. You got to quit all that.
At the dark show, the last guy not afraid of my words.
Yeah, that's right. It has a
that's right.
Like they're left-handed, like they're left-handed cigarettes.
Well, I'm
okay,
good,
well, those are very good questions on the quark. Really good stuff, Bert. Bert,
now listen,
not Bart,
okay.
Bert.
I know, Bert. Now listen, on your OA, you've got to get those elbows together, and you got to get your guttural moan right. It's important.
All
because
right.
You're offsetting things when you don't do it correctly. Each motion transiently changes your whoosh and your awe. There's 14 degrees of freedom, okay?
Mm.
And you're exposing most of those. But if you don't do them accurately, your pitch and yaw and drag will throw you out of sync. But now we have you, and we've got some other things to do with you. So that's okay. You get a little grace period. But at some point, when you're freeballing out there, you're going to be responsible for what you're doing. So rather than let you get all off the chains and roam around the desert like Bob for 40 fucking years for nothingness, we're going to get you back on the road to Wellville right out of the start. So you won't have to go through all this malaise of finding your way back to something that you thought you might have had to do, and you won't have to kill off the four or five different vultures and the willows and the
holy opus. Killed up all the holy opus.
Holy orifices and the furry lints and the Jack the Fatties and all those, and Mae Russell and Sam Christopher Story, and to go through all this damn, it's terrible. Poor Christian Murdy, God, it just goes on and on and on.
So, Ian, you're saying I should slow down?
Even in the ground. Bob Carr, he ain't even in the ground yet, but he's certainly very good. You know, it's just terrible. It's just terrible. So,
yeah.
You know, and Reverend Stang and that whole crowd, that's a whole nother
thing. Stang is hardly alive. He's just hanging on a ganglia.
Yeah, they want
to die.
They want to
die.
They can't.
And I won't let them
die. To be saved in the Church of the Subgenius. And the Kings, all of the Kingston Trio, he got every one of them, all of them.
Kingston Trio. Yeah. Louie.
Louie.
Yeah.
So we don't want you to go down his road of debauchery. There's better ways.
Did I get Brian Jones? No. Did I have Brian Jones?
Yes, and all the rest of the monkeys.
What about the Eagles? Wasn't it Dan, the
Don
main guy?
Don Henley, yeah.
Did he get killed by my afterimage when I visited Walter Boward in 1980?
We're not going to talk about your body either anymore, about it, Bob.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, I don't have a body. You know that.
Okay, now listen. You got to practice your motions, and that's going to help get yourself on the ground. Okay, and it might help you if you. Well, no, this is a little weird. Get down in something. Get off the clothes.
Oh.
Flipped out.
Let's see. Get off the
clothes. Get on the ground.
He actually fell off. I don't see him there. Now, he might come back. It says Ion's speaking, but we're not hearing it. Check your mute, Ion.
We're muted, Bob.
No, you're not. He just spoke,
yes,
and you're not muted.
Unmute us, quick.
Everybody, you're unmuted. I muted you 30 seconds ago.
Oh, well, good. That's good. Okay, so get where you're not bound, and don't be in an environment where you're bound, and that may help your range of motion and movement. I don't know why you're making such a big to-do about this. You're limber. You can be.
Should I slow it down? Should I slow down the movements? Make them slower?
Well, if you can't do them fast, what makes the fuck think you're going to do them slower?
Okay, all right. Never mind.
So,
Bert,
what does Ion mean? What are you making too much of? You should find out what he actually means there.
Yes, Ion, can you go into that? Am I making too much as far as
It's so gargantuan, his elbows won't go together. In the second and the third movement, he can't complete the action because his body parts are so that they won't connect. It's the same reason.
So you're telling him not to worry about that.
It's the same reason that most people can't physically fuck themselves. But some people can. You understand?
Yes.
Yeah, we understand.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, good. Okay.
Which orifice does one fuck oneself in? Talk about fucking your ass?
Rectum hell. Rectum hell, Bob.
Yeah.
Rectum
hell. Rectum hell, yeah.
Yeah.
Turn left at Greenland.
That's not the saying that that's what you're supposed to do. This is the construct that you could or could not do. And so now we're talking about range of motion. And he can't get his elbows together because his arms and traps are so big they won't do that. So he's got to stretch. That's what he's got to do. Why don't you do some good yoga pose, some inverted, some cat dogs. Do some cat dogs.
All right.
Cat cow, cat cow.
I do the dog, but I need to do the cat. I do the dog, but I need to do the cat. All right.
Yeah, do the
Thanks,
cat
Don.
Dog. Mm-hmm. Do that.
Thanks.
And stretch a little and stop making a big thing about it and do it very, very slow, almost in slow motion until you can so you can stretch it so it works. It will help. But now you do understand
right.
that this range of motion is going to open up some stuff. You're trying to open
See,
up.
You're telling him to do things, and you're saying not to make a big deal out of it. So is that a contradiction?
Right. Yes. But no, he can't do them. And when he does them, the reason he can't do them is he's not ready for what's going to happen when he does them. He can do them right now. We can open it up where he does it right now. But he's.
I got you. I am. Come. I got you.
Because he has this sneaky thing when he lays down and closes his eyes. And things start happening already. And he's like, wait a minute, where'd that come from? Wait a minute, that wasn't there. Wait a minute, that chair was not here, there. He shifts things. Things will shift. And so he's got to get right. Get right with God. Bert.
Gotcha.
Okay, Bert.
Gotcha.
We're going to be doing some Zappa stuff probably with Roxy tonight. Hope you can stay around.
Great.
You scheduled?
I'll be around.
Yeah, and I got some great sessions to
We're
play.
We're amazed you've lived through that Zappa. See, that alone should tell you your godly exuberance for life is surviving that bullshit.
It's
astounding.
It's good stuff,
arsenic.
I am.
It's the arsenic. It is. No, it's okay. It's like strychnine and arsenic. Yeah, hemlock. It's like bathing in hemlock. If you can live through it, it's great. The good contrast.
Hey, Bert, I actually got Ion this week to talk positively about Zappa, so all that he's saying now will be contradicted when I play it.
Good.
He has his agenda. There's a reason why he's anti-Zappa in relation to Vessel.
And we're sorry. We're sorry about the next time. We're sorry about the
okay,
next
we got to bring, in case you're going to leave,
yeah.
Ion.
We're sorry.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Bert. Just go over there, over on the left there. Okay, Lauren.
Right. Keep going.
You got some questions for Ion, Lauren?
Hey, how's it going? All right. Sure.
He's here.
Sure,
Ion's still here.
Yeah. Can you hear me? He's here.
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
Yes,
okay.
We can hear
you.
Print slowly.
All right, so why are the RNA drops so sour now?
They're not. You're changing. Your palate is shifting. They're not sour, no.
Okay. What does that mean for my ability to taste wine?
As a Sauvignon, it's pretty detrimental because the tannins don't react the same anymore. The tannins don't react like an ice wine you wouldn't enjoy anymore.
Well, what kind of wine should I drink then?
A Lithomilch, a nice Riesling.
I can handle that. Why are my hands so cold all the time? Is it from diet, or is it just like...
Yeah, well, it's your lack of diet. Do you realize how much food you don't eat? Do you realize how much food you don't eat?
Yeah, I'm proud of it.
Why?
Calorie deficit.
Well, your fucking hands are cold. So, okay, tell us again about
right.
this now.
Six one, half dozen the other. I guess it's a choice I'd have to make.
Are you eating 600 milligrams of protein a day?
Milligrams, probably.
Okay.
Easy, like, probably, that, like, 80 grams a day.
Well, you need to do 600 grams. We were being cheeky when we said milligrams, because you're eating
600
like
grams
fly.
Of protein a day?
Yeah, because you're eating like a fly.
Well, that's probably true. All right. And so I should just, like, rock the protein, and then I'll, like, be able to bulk the hell out of my life going to the gym every day?
No, you just won't have cold hands. You just won't have cold hands anymore.
All right. How can I bulk myself up?
You won't be. Take restructure and do nothing.
All right. Fair enough.
Hey, Lauren. Maybe you haven't heard this. When you do the drops, Lauren, you need to have a lot of protein. That's what the body requires when you're ascending. More protein.
Right.
So what he's telling you is what he tells everybody who's on the drops, that they're not eating enough protein.
I'll get to it then.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
But the restructure will rock you out. It'll rock you out.
I've been noticing
you're
that.
Not in a,
I've been doing
you're
it.
Not in
it's
a bad,
good.
You're not in a bad shape anyway, so I don't know what you're crying about, except your cold hands. Do you have an M in your hand? Can you find the M in your hand?
Like in terms of the lines in my hand?
Yes. Does it make an M or no?
I don't know. I don't think so.
God damn it.
In which hand, right or left?
Is it an M? Both. They're the same. Look at your hand. If it's an M, is there an M or not? There's three lines. Do they cross or not?
I guess they are M's. Both of them are M's, yeah.
Perfect. Then that's all you got to worry about. You good.
Cool. Hey, so my father just was talking about that girl that we met in the middle of the West, and we were all taken with her, but it was a car full of Canadians, so what can you expect, right?
It's true.
What I do have a question about is this this person or like individual that I met while I was studying in Denmark, and a lot of us were watching her, and she was from Estonia, and nobody really knows what an Estonian is supposed to be like, right? It's a completely ambiguous nation with no real identity.
Right. It's
so,
Croatia. It's Croatia.
Wow, Croatia's a long way from Estonia.
No, it's not. It's very close.
Well, it's a relative statement, I guess. But was she an extraterrestrial, this woman that I'm talking about, or was she just a really weird human?
No, she was just normal.
All right.
Estonia, Croatia, and Estonia are connected specifically through a portal. So they slip in and out, back and forth. They're like touching. So
even though that Estonian is... How did Hungarian and Estonian and Finnish become related in terms of language?
That's exactly how, because of Latvia. Connects at Latvia.
There's a portal between Latvia and Hungary?
Yeah. Budapest. That's where our first Lazarus project was. Funny we bring that up again, huh, Bob?
We've never presented that publicly.
Well, then we didn't hear either. Yeah, Budapest.
Yep, that was the first Lazarus, Ionette raising her relatives from the dead.
Yeah, that's relative, isn't it, Bob? Well, that's great. Okay, you got one more question?
Yeah, all right. So
Bob took all the time playing the goddamn music, so you're fucked.
Is it a thing where am I imagining a paradigm that I grew up in that I need to break through and out of, or is there a way for me to do that?
No, it's a vicissitude. You've got your platitudes and vicissitudes mixed up.
Okay, in what sense?
There's a platitude, you can just go with it and it'd be God is love. You're not worried about that. You're worried about does God love you? That's the vicissitude.
And then how do I get out of that?
Acknowledge the vicissitude and move it, not the paradigm. Don't let the paradigm drive you. Just go with what is. Do I like it? Chew it. Put it in your mouth. Swallow it. Do you like it? Good. Chew it. Swallow it. Eat. Chew it. Swallow it. Yeah. Eat till you poop. Keep doing that. And you can work out a little bit. But the working out is not to work out. The working out is to stretch. The restructure will do all the rest of it. It'll do more. It'll do more than you want. You want to do some hanging stuff and swinging stuff and some more that kind of stuff, acrobatic stuff, or you don't like that?
No, I want to do that. I want to learn how to surf.
Well, that's easy. Just go to Lahaina. Get on the board. It'll surf you. You don't learn to surf. The surf learns you. Bob's actually very good at it. He's really good at it, the old codger.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Am I good at it? Should I even bother?
You could be. Why not?
All right. Cool.
Hey, you got a penis. It's up to you if you want to fuck or not. That's up to you.
True enough.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, Ben.
Well,
that's all I got.
Y'all have a great, great evening. We'll see you in the morning. Whatever time Bob gets through with the crazy zippy, we'll be there.
All right.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ed. Thanks for giving our Canadians a breakthrough experience.
Well, we've got to extend that helping hand. Carolyn said save as many of those ridiculous, worthless, dying ones as we can. This is our last bastion of hope, holding on one more day for the Canucks. Bless you all. Till Jesus comes. Jesus will be after y'all real soon. Don't worry about it. It'll be okay. Just go relax and lay down, eat some bonbons, get some nice Asti Spumante and some champagne and some Ripple and sip it till it's time, till it's over. He'll be after you soon. It'll be good. Happy days, y'all.
Okay, thanks, Austin.
Cheers.
Now I must go on and assuage the masses who didn't get talked to Ion. Let's see what their attitude is, what their resentment factor is. Let's see. Unmute everybody. Try not to talk too much at first. Got a lot of people here. So here's an interesting thing. We got Barb here. So, who's snoring? That looks like the other Ion, JW.
Oh, sorry. It's us, Bob. We're sorry.
Ion, I want to ask you many things. Don't go.
It'll have to be tomorrow, Roxy. But we got other good stuff for you that might prepare you for what.
Well, just one thing, because today I was reading the cliche and archetype, and I saw this Heisenberg in 1927 introduced the idea of resonance as the physical bond of the material particles. So resonance is the thing that creates dynamic motion and the bonding of the particles. And because you were
ionic
always mentioning
covalent bonding.
Yeah, you were always mentioning frequencies, the polarities and the magnetism. So you were already telling us about the accelerator and how things bond.
Carbonite.
Yes, Roxy, carbonite's a new word.
You gotta watch. You gotta watch Versailles, Roxy. You gotta watch Versailles. You'll just die. Then you won't fuck, so you get to watch the Duke of Lorient fuck. You won't, so he will. He does it for you. He does enough for you. He fucks everybody. He will fuck them all.
He's the
Duke of Orleans. The Orleans. Duke of Orleans.
King Louis XIV's brother, Philip.
Yeah,
yes.
Duke of Orleans. It's great. Yeah. They got the Habsburgs and Saint Germain and the castles and Versailles and how it connects and why they had trouble, how the portals work and why they moved the family and why they had to the hunting lodge and why the hunting lodge was important and why the daddy died and why the wolves were all in the woods and why they came back. It's fabulous. You're going to love it. It's great. Henrietta dies at the very end. You'll just die. That's the terrible part. Nobody else is going to watch it. We can wait for it for everything. They bring the garden inside. It's amazing. You'll love it. You'll love it. It's just for you, honey. So get with it. See you in the morning.